Incomplete offences overview. Earlier, we considered the law relating to principles and accessories, and learnt that aiding means assisting, and abetting means inciting or encouraging, and both generally involve the presence of the accessory at the scene of the crime. But what happens when the anticipated crime is never ultimately committed? Perhaps because the principal offender got cold feet and changed his mind, or was interrupted in some way. And what about situations where some assistance or encouragement is given, but not at the scene of the crime itself? Instead, it was given at some earlier stage in the process. Is there any criminal liability then? These situations are governed by the Serious Crime Act 2007, which creates three offences which are all about encouraging or assisting another to commit a crime. Also in this part of the syllabus, we've got to consider the laws which deal with conspiracies to commit crime, attempts to commit crime, and whether or not there can be any criminal liability in cases where attempted crimes are actually impossible to commit on the facts. Attempts, conspiracies, and encouraging or assisting under the Serious Crime Act are collectively known legally as inchoate offences. Inchoate means just begun, developing in an initial or early stage. On your syllabus, they're called incomplete offences, because let's face it, no one in the real world uses the word inchoate. Criminalising incomplete offences does raise certain difficulties, because the conduct involved will often be far removed from the harm that would be needed to give rise to a charge under what's called the substantive offence. Substantive means the full, complete offence. For instance, theft is a substantive offence. Attempted theft is an inchoate or incomplete offence. For example, where A and B agree to burgle C's house, a conspiracy to burgle is committed, even though they've never been near C's house and have taken no further steps to perpetrate the crime of burglary. Incomplete offences always relate to substantive offences. There is no offence of attempt as such. There are only offences of attempted theft, attempted burglary, attempted robbery, and so on. Don't forget that liability for an incomplete offence is different from being an accessory in the substantive offence. In the case of accessories, as we've already learnt, their liability results from the commission of the full substantive offence by the principal offender, whilst inchoate offences are completed and can be prosecuted before any full offence is actually committed. So you can think of incomplete offences as generally taking place at an earlier point in time.